Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For the past 15 years, we've used this broadcast to keep you up to date and informed. Today, we have an update and a request. First, the update. As you all know, the good folks at the ACLU of Montana have filed a second lawsuit to try to keep I-183, the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act, off the November 2018 ballot. Remember, I-183 is necessary because school districts across the U.S. are allowing boys who think they're girls to use the girls' restrooms, showers, and locker rooms. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed by parents and students who are understandably upset. I-183 is an attempt to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of all students. If it passes, boys will use the boys' facilities, girls will use the girls' facilities, and those comfortable with neither can use a single stall facility. It makes perfect sense, but not according to the ACLU. They're willing to sacrifice the privacy, safety, and dignity of 99.7% of the student population to placate the wishes of 0.3% who identify as the opposite sex, or neither sex. Or both sexes. It gets complicated. Not only is the ACLU willing to sacrifice the safety and dignity of students, they're also willing to kneecap a critical section of the Constitution in the process, namely, the First Amendment right to speak freely. It's amazing that an organization supposedly dedicated to preserving and defending the Constitution would make the argument in their lawsuit that I-183 must not be allowed to continue because the debate surrounding the issue might hurt the feelings of Montana's transgender population. You heard that right. In the ACLU's opinion, the people of this state should not be allowed to debate or vote on the issue because the dialogue might offend a segment of the population. That argument runs contrary to the very premise of a constitutional republic. It strikes at the core of who we are and how we choose to govern ourselves, and sets the court up as the arbiter of which issues can even be legally discussed. The very idea itself is disturbing, but what's even more amazing is that the ACLU's legal team somewhere along the way in a strategy meeting looked at the court and decided that this would be a successful line of reasoning. What does that say about the courts? If I were a judge, I'd be offended. The sad thing is, the ACLU might be right. In any case, the first motion to be dealt with was the Attorney General's motion to dismiss the case. That motion has been fully briefed, and we're awaiting a decision. In the meantime, we have a request. We're getting reports that certain schools in our state may be allowing students to use the facilities of the opposite sex. If that's true, we need to know about it because it will strengthen our case. Please ask your sons and daughters if this is being allowed in their school, and if so, please call us. We promise to be discreet. As the court case proceeds, so does signature gathering for the ballot initiative. If you've been gathering signatures, it's time to start turning them in so that they can be checked and tallied. Don't stop gathering, though. It will take 26,000 signatures to get I-183 on the ballot. If you haven't started, please go to lockerroomprivacy.com and download the petitions there. Then, go to your church, your family, and your friends. With your help, we can protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of all of Montana's children. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.